Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
What do you need to know? Healthcare information for families of children with Down syndrome. If you find out that you're going to have a Down baby, what do you need to know in advance? It could be quite a scary thing to hear, but really, from what I've heard, it's quite a rewarding parent-child relationship. My guest is Dr. Marilyn Bull. She's a Morris Green Professor of Pediatrics and Developmental Pediatrics at Riley Hospital for Children at IU Health. Welcome to the show, Dr. Bull. So, a parent, you know, has their amnio, they find out their child is down, they have this baby. What do you think they need to know right from the outset about having a child with Down syndrome?
Well, I think it's always a scary proposition for a family to learn that they're going to have a baby with any specific problem. But there's wonderful information for parents of children who are expecting a baby with Down syndrome. And specifically, it's important for them to get accurate and useful information, to have an opportunity to have their questions answered. And seeking assistance from a genetic counselor is one really good place to start. You mentioned amnio, and I want to add to that that in addition to amniocentesis, that parents are now more and more learning that their baby may be at risk from Down syndrome from other tests, specifically a mother's blood test. And it's a much more common for parents to be aware that their child may have Down syndrome. So seeking good resources is extremely important, and there are many wonderful resources. The American Academy of Pediatrics has unhealthychildren.org, healthcare guidelines for families. But even before that, they may choose to look at some of the national organization websites, the National Down Syndrome Congress and the National Down Syndrome Society. Both have a wealth of information about the prospects, things that families will encounter when they have a child with a Down syndrome. And I would be very remiss to not recommend, additionally, that they seek some help from parent support groups. Families can share with families in ways that professionals really can't. And so providing some quality and often very skilled and trained parents to talk to another parent who's been there, I think is extremely helpful. And those resources are also available on the National Down Syndrome Society and National Down Syndrome Congress website. The next important thing is to learn as much as they can about the baby, their baby, before it's born from a healthcare standpoint. And knowing whether the baby has heart disease or potentially some bowel problems can make a huge difference in the way the physicians are able to manage the infant at delivery. So planning for and knowing in advance potential health problems can make a huge difference in the health of the baby long term. So seeking good genetic counseling and expert medical evaluation for the baby, even prenatally, is important.
Dr. Bull, what are some of the medical issues for a child with Down syndrome that can change with age? I mean, we understand that there are really no medicines or therapies that are going to cure it, but are there certain ones that people try, things that they know are going to happen as the child grows and changes with age, things that are kind of tried and true?
Absolutely. And the good quality intervention and making certain that the child has the best health care possible is a place to start. For every family wants their child to do the very best he can. And to ensure good speech and good communication skills and to facilitate development, making sure that the child's hearing and vision are the very best they can be and be treated if there are vision and hearing problems. So from a long-term standpoint over time, those are extremely important. Of course, at the very beginning, we know that heart disease is an increased incidence. About 50% of infants with Down syndrome have heart disease. Not all of it requires major surgical intervention, but maybe some intervention. So we recommend tests right at delivery for ensuring the child doesn't have a heart disease that isn't immediately detected so that the baby can have the very best care possible. And similar, another condition that we monitor for very closely is thyroid problems because they are treatable, and over time, the incidence and of occurrence of thyroid treatment being required is increases. So every single year, a child who has normal thyroid should be rechecked because that is such a treatable, easily treatable condition that makes a huge difference in how well the child can function.
Dr. Bull, as a child gets older with Down syndrome and parents are learning more about their own child, do you think they need pediatric specialists? Do you think they need, you know, because some areas may or may not have them, they just work with their pediatrician as they would any other child?
Every child needs a medical home, and every child needs a primary health care provider that will support the family and provide the best medical care possible for that child. Healthcare guidelines are provided both through the American Academy of Pediatrics at AAP.org that can be very helpful to a physician who may have none or maybe two patients with Down syndrome. And so those resources can be very helpful to the physician. And additionally, the parent, I think, can be helpful to the physician by talking to them about the healthcare guidelines. And those are available for parents at healthychildren.org. And they are available both in English and Spanish, and they are by age. So there's a birth to 1 month, a 1 month to 1 year, a 1 to 5 years, and then 5 to 13 years, and then 13 to 21. So it is age specific for families. And most of the significant medical concerns for children with Down syndrome are listed in those parent guidelines with some explanations that they could take with them when they go to see their doctor and make certain that nothing is being missed along the way that would make a difference for their child.
That's great advice, Dr. Bull, is to download these things from healthychildren.org, the documents for all of the age of children with Down, and take it with you to your pediatrician for your visits, because then you can discuss the various health concerns that you might have, some you might not have even thought of, you know, celiac disease and really stomach issues, really any of these things. And these lists are straightforward and very well thought out, and you can find them at healthychildren.org. In 30 seconds, Dr. Bull, wrap it up for us about parenting a child with Down syndrome.
Well, there are many challenges for families as they parent a child with Down syndrome, but with good quality supports and medical care, parents tell us that they are just so pleased and delighted with the way that their children are developing and the joy that these children can bring to their families. And I think it's just important for parents to know they're not alone, that there are excellent health care resources and supports and parent groups across the country that are available for their any question they have. So, and there are specialty medical clinics if their child has...
And thank you so much, Dr. Bull. We're out of time now. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.